Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 376 on Saturday, May the 10th, 2025. Or if you're here in future land, as I like to call it, Australia, or any country that is not on Saturday and is on Sunday. It is Sunday the 11th. And today is Mother's Day. So first off, mine is away. They're gallivanting around the southeast. I don't know. They've gone west. Yes, they've gone west. And it's like real cold, so I don't know. They're touring and outbacking. They're outbacking. That's probably the best way to say. So I wanted to send a because I can't remember if you guys, sorry, if everyone else celebrates Mother's Day for you guys tomorrow. I know some traditions are a bit different around the world with certain dates, so I just want to send the message that happy Mother's Day to everyone who nurtures, guides, and loves, whether you're caring for children, pets, or anyone who needs you. Your kindness and dedication make the world a better place. So that is my message, because we know that it's not just mums that look after families, and whether that is human families or animal families. So I'm just trying to make sure that we think of everyone. Outback Mother's Day. That's a good one. So yes. So sending that out to all of you that whether you're celebrating today or tomorrow, I hope you have a wonderful day. Alright. Some things to get started with. I've got an itch, sorry. Oh, just right at the base of my neck. That's annoying. Don't you hate that? It's just like right there. All right, let's start with news. Now, it felt like a bit of a slow news week that I guess pertains more to us. There seems to be a lot of stuff dealing with 11.1.7, with stuff coming and all that kind of thing. But I did find a couple of, oh, at least one interesting thing, which we'll talk about in a minute. However, about an hour ago, we've got another, our 30th Iron Man. So someone else just dinged. So congratulations to, and I'm gonna butcher this, so apologies to if this is your tune, Iron Jirobi, for becoming our 30th The War Within Iron Man Challenge Champion. 30 irons. How long have we had The War Within? How long's it been now? We've got 30 irons. That is crazy. That is crazy. So if this is your tune, please get in contact with myself or the mods, whether it be through Discord, Twitter, Facebook, forums, please let us know. Not everyone gets in contact to do a write-up. And certainly if you don't want to do a write-up, don't feel like you have to. But it is something that we do enjoy doing for our max levels. Not all of them, but for most of them. Because we like to see the journey. 22nd August. Wow. Okay, so that's, what's that, 4, 8, so 9 months, roughly, 9 months, it's crazy, 30 irons. Sorry, I also forgot to say cheers, here we go, hope you're enjoying whatever beverage of choice. I'm having a mocha today with like quadruple espresso shots. So by rights, I probably should be bouncing off the walls, but I'm not. I'm very tired. So. Maybe by the time we finish the show, I will be bouncing off the walls by then. Anyway, so 9 months, I think, which is crazy, which is wonderful. But again, if this is your tune, please reach out to us. We would love to send you the questions to get the write-ups. But again, I know not everyone might be into that, so completely understand. And if you don't get in contact within I just give a limited period, and then I just do a very basic post, because we do like to acknowledge our champions. And again, if you qualify within that, because not everyone qualifies, but so let us know who you are. I don't think anyone's reached out in Discord yet to say, hey, that's my turn. But big congratulations, which is great to see. And it's interesting when we get to the state of the challenges, because every challenge bar the blood and green teams have got more than, let me have a look, more than two. Oh, Iron Teams has got one, but everyone has got at least two people doing those challenges. So, you know, and again, that's really great to see. So even like Bloodthirsty, actually a surprise, Bloods, we got 7 this week, which I was like, hot damn. We've got a couple of working men, which is great. We've got 6 passies. Like, again, it's so good to see. All right. Now, one of the things that I found on Wowhead, and just bear with me. I did set it up. Let me see if it's going to do it. Not that one. Oh, Lita, you... Guess what Lita didn't do? Because she's silly. She is silly. I didn't change. I didn't change the thing. Okay, let me have a look. There's always something. Honestly, the times that I go, oh yeah, I've got it right. I've got it sorted. It's all good. No. Okay, let's... Hey, I'm getting better. Am I getting better? Probably not. How many years have I been doing this and I still, you know, it's all good. What are we coming up to? Is this our 10th year for WoW Challenges? I think it is, isn't it? It's this year, isn't it? Anyway. I better get my shit together for that, too. Some days it's just take one day at a time. Later, some days that's all we're dealing with, right? Put up your hand if anyone else is feeling like that. Alright, so we have got, I saw on Wowhead yesterday, mysterious new game mode coming to WoW in future patch. And I was like, what is this? Now, again, I'm not 100% certain whether this is something that will impact our challenges or not. I haven't, like, fully... I'm not really sure. I'm guessing it could be if they're going to be putting it in certain zones. But anyway, let's have a look. Chris is like so exciting. Okay. So this was posted yesterday. Alright, Wowhead says, during the PAX East Evolving Azeroth panel, Blizzard announced a new game mode coming to WoW at some point in the future. This future experiment will be developed similarly to Plunderstorm, a game mode in the WoW client but separate from the primary game. If it's PvP like Plunderstorm, not good for challenges, yeah. So it'll be interesting because Plunderstorm took you out of the game into its own thing. So even if you were in Arathi, you weren't in Arathi with Plunderstorm. So I'm wondering if it's going to be that. So maybe there won't be any impact to, you know, to us. Because if we're out questing in Arathi, someone going into Plunderstorm has got no impact. You know what I mean? Like, so whether it's going to be along that. But, so it'd be interesting. Darkshire. That is Darkshire with the question mark. Future experiments. Interesting. Mind you, Darkshire is always one of my favorite places, even as a hoardy. I just always liked, often when I was leveling long time ago on leader, that, it's be hanging around doing some of the quests there. But when I take a challenge soon, I must admit, I've lost quite a few. What is it? The Warven? I'm pretty sure I've lost at least a handful over in that area from Darkshire. And what was the other one? Where the zombies, but the undead are. And I remember, who was it? Zortz got pummeled by when the riders, someone was doing the Death Knight. That was a few years ago. I think we all felt that one. When he lost his, that was Zortz, I'm pretty sure, wasn't it? That lost his tune there. So, yeah. Alright, so Blizzard confirmed that this upcoming game mode will not be a battle royale like Plunderstorm. Instead, it will have a vibe that is more similar to a scary story.
Ooh.
Additionally, the key image appears to take place in the town of Darkshire within the haunted forest of Duskwood. Well, I mean, look, that is completely intriguing. Completely intriguing on that. So then they say, could this be a murder mystery game within World of Warcraft? Oh my god, I will not get anything done if that is the case. I will be in that for like 24/7. And you know what would be really good? If they could somehow do it and then put it on mobile. I will not get any work done. I will have a do not disturb sign. That would be awesome. Okay, so perhaps something inspired by the popular party game Among Us. So these are like questions. What do you think it could be? Let us know your thoughts. So that was on Wowhead yesterday, and there's the that's the PAX announcement. I don't know if I really I don't think it'll play through here. Okay, that's okay. I think I've got to set it up to allow it to play through here, so that's okay. Evie, hi. Vampire survival mode. Oh god, Chris, that I might. Yeah, that would kind of be cool. So I'm not really sure. I haven't really looked at a lot of the PAX East stuff, but the fact that this was up on Wowhead and I was like intriguing. Absolutely intriguing. So we'll see. Again, I'm gonna guess that if it's like Plunderstorm, as in that the mode itself is something separate, that you go into it, like you opt into it, and therefore it takes you out of the retail live Duskwood. And again, I'm surmising, I'm just playing with thoughts in my head. That if it's along that line, like Plunderstorm, where you would opt into it, then that had no impact on the challenges. However, if you hopped onto a challenger and went, I want to go into Plunderstorm, and died, well, you've lost, like, then you're dead. You know what I mean? Like, if you opt into something on a challenge turn, you're probably either going to end up dead or get yourself flagged. So, I guess my more concern is always also where we're questing with our challenge turns. The impact of people around us is very real, because we know, especially with pacifists, you know, proximity kills, the way that you can aggro off on someone else killing a rare or mobs, and all of a sudden you've got, you know, something coming towards you because you're within the proximity that you've somehow aggroed it, even though you may not have hit it. Dead is dead, exactly. Exactly, Zaya. And, you know, and again, these are the things that we need to make sure that people are aware. Like, I've got no problem. If you want to go and take a toon into a game mode of, you know, if you want to put yourself out there and go, I'm going to take my green and I wanted to go and hop into Plunderstorm. Well, okay, that's up to you, but we're not flipping, you know what I mean, when we don't go around flipping to go, oh, well, you've died because you've died over here, so therefore, oh, we'll just wipe that. Stats don't lie, and I think that's what, you know, people also need to remember. Your stats, that's what the API is there, is taking all the stats from kills and deaths and falling off things, and, you know, we have that. Deaths by drowning. Yeah, leader's a warlock, and still, I have a death by drowning. I know I've also, now, who did I die on? Must have been, was on one of my challenge zones. I can't remember what happened. I took her out a bit too much to do something, and I ended up drowning, yeah. Death by crocodile and stormwind. Exactly, Mrs. Rock Guru. Exactly. Stats don't lie. Oh, I like that one, Chris. I like that one as well. Stats don't lie. That's a good one. So, yeah. So, again, you know, it's just one of those things to... It'll be intriguing to see what... Oh, why don't you want to? Why? We're not going to. Okay, fine. Let me go back. So it'll be intriguing to see what happens with that. Again, like, if it's some sort of murder mystery, whodunit, I'm all in. I'm not going to say 90%. Probably about 50% of my YouTube watching is true crime. Like, the other 50% is a mix of, like, beauty, makeup, cosmetic, science-y stuff, baking, like gaming things, but I do watch a lot of true crime, so anything that does that. Oh yeah, gaming. I'm watching a lot of D&D stuff at the moment, which is, love it. Chris says I feel called out. Yes, I have my list from last year ready and waiting. No deaths so far. We are with you, Mrs. Rock Guru. You can do this. You can do this. I have not played D&D in over 2 years now since COVID. Yeah, I must admit, I'd like to get back into it. I've been watching a lot of content to get my heads around it, because I was only learning and I still don't. I don't understand it, but I do understand pretty dice. Like, you know, like it's black and purple. You know. So I keep desk dice. I keep desk dice. In case I need to, you know, roll for something. Sometimes it's a bit fun. You want to do something and go, oh, well, I'll just roll. It's only with myself, but... yeah, so that was the only thing that really struck out to me on news-wise. So if I've missed anything, let me know in chat. But that was it. All right. Let's do the state of the challenges, and you guys can let me know, if I have missed something important, which is completely possible. I looked through, there was a lot of stuff of upcoming things, and I was like, I'm not going to talk about that. The patch, we're still a bit a ways from the patch. There's new things that had to do with, I think, pets and mounts, and... like in-game stuff to do with patch 11.1.7. But I was like, I'll just talk about this mysterious new game mode, because that does look intriguing. And it's intriguing also in the fact that I'm hoping won't make an impact on the challenges. It'd be cool if you could do some leveling with the challenges, but I don't think that. Anyway, we'll have to see. I have 14 deaths from last year. Well, you got this. All right, state of the challenges. Let's do that. So irons, we've got 10 irons this week. So at number 10, we've got Iron Rose at level 59. We have got Iron Conch at number 9. They hit level 70. Number 8 is Dohadzi. Again, some words I struggle with, so apologies on butchering names. They hit level 72, however, it's RIP. Number 7 is Ellis Iron at level 73. 6 is Iron Cassis at level 74. 5 is Iron Iocco at level 75. Another level 75 is Shamaron at number 4. 3 is Ninth. I love that. Ninth at level 77. 2 is Barbeat at level 77 as well. And number 1 is Iron Jurabay at level 80, who's our 30th The War Within Iron Man Challenge champion. All right, Bloods. We have got 7 Bloods, and I fear I see a Taco as well in here as well. So, number 7, Blood Trap at level 13. Number 6, Blood Thief at level 28. Number 5 is Bloopit at level 43. 4 is... I always have trouble pronouncing. This is Taco's tune. No. It's Taco at level 45, but something must have happened because it is an RIP. Number 3 is Silver Hell at level 57. Number 2 is Must Be Wine at level 72. I think some people would really feel that in their bones for that name. Number 1 is, speaking of bones, Silver Bones at level 79. So it looks like Silver's back. Fantastic. Okay. Pacifist. We got 6 pacifists. Number 6, Source. What a great name. Level 10. I wouldn't have even thought of like that for a name. That is fantastic. Number 5 is Cloveri at level 17, RIP. 4 is Shonlef at level 29. 3 is Passy Mage at level 37. 2 is Katharina at level 60. And 1 is Gurn at level 76. Alright, working men. We got 2 working men. Number 2, Blue Colorist. Blue Call Arlist at level 24, and number one is Corniog at level 25. Greens, we got 5 greens this week. So number 5 is Gonna Die Soon at level 13. Well, they're still alive. That's fantastic. Number 4 is Kesha at level 15, but they are red flagged. So either someone's decided they're not going to be a green tune because they've just put all their primary, like they've done primary professions and secondary, or unless they went to go working man and they've put it down as the wrong one. I don't know, but they're red flagged. Number 3 is Erigo Cat at level 23. 2 is Calitro at level 31. And number 1 is List Emerald. Oh yeah, List Emerald at level 32. 2 tins this week. Number 2 is Dighton at level 21 and Lycus at level 38. And we had a Iron Team, which is Exiles of Relosh, and they hit level 20. So there was no bloods or greens. How fantastic is that? So a very busy week across all, pretty much all of the challenges, which is, again, wonderful to see. And we only had, what we got? 1, 2, 3 deaths and 1 red flag from either their own not realizing or whichever. So really, that's a good week, because we have had, Evie, exactly. Sounds like a good week. That's because we have had some weeks where the death toll has been a lot. Good luck to everyone. Thank you, Evie. That absolutely. We do. We love to see it when people, one, that you're leveling, and two, you know, that keep trying, which is great. All right. Okay. Chit chat. Anyone got anything? If you've got anything that you want to bring up, any questions or anything while we're having chit chat, let me know. Pop it in the chat for me. Because looks like we are doing a short show, which I didn't really have a huge amount. Winning lotto numbers, please and thank you. I can tell you what they were here. It might be helpful. Let me have a look. Let me log in. And I can, I'll tell you what last night's were for here. And I'm guessing I didn't get a phone call, so I didn't win anything. my tickets. Let's have a look. Saturday, 10th of May for me, no win. Okay, ready? I know how it's very rude. All right, so here's the numbers, Chris. Got your pen? So if you're not, look, it's not very good. Not very good. Okay, let me read it out. So winning numbers was 1, 18, 25, 35, 38, 45, and the supplementaries was 4 and 16. Maybe that might help. Good luck. Though sometimes I do feel like once, you know, those numbers have been put into the universe already, so maybe you might need to go one off them. Oh my god, that would be absolutely fantastic. All you need to do now is figure out which lottery it was. Exactly. But, you know, and look, anything's possible. What's the possibility of, like, it's just, you know, the possibility of winning is some unreal number that it is. I won $8 the other week. I think I got, like, Division 5 or whatever the bottom division was. And I was like, woo, $8. Show title, lottery question mark. Well, technically, Zaya, that stats don't lie could still come under the lottery. All right. Dave sent me a joke on Twitter. So thank you, Dave, because he said he's probably traveling while the show's going on. So please send, so I sent him to thank him very much for sending this through, and I hope he has safe travel. So Dave, if you are watching this, we're all thinking of you, and hope you're traveling well. So this is from Dave. Why do chicken coops have two doors? Have you ever heard of a chicken sedan? Hang on. Where's my... Oh, you know. I'll do... There you go, Chris. I did your nod. Because I just realized. I think I probably need to get like a laughing one. I don't have a laughing one. Bugger. I might have to find an actual... Like, I've got the cheering one. All right. So, from me... So, if anyone's got any funnies, put it in. I was looking for some funnies, and I thought, you know what? We've gone through a lot of jokes and a lot of puns and a lot of things over the years, but I was actually looking for some quotes, because I was going to give some life quotes. I thought sometimes it's more a reminder to myself than to you guys. So you can listen or not listen, whatever. But I found some ones that I think some people will relate to these. So I've got three. And these are definitely relatable to me. And I feel like some of you, if not all of you, may find these relatable as well. So, the first one was, and this is the quote from George Carlin. Have you ever noticed that anybody driving slower than you is an idiot, and anyone going faster than you is a maniac? I was like... Deal with that on a daily basis from getting from here to work and back again. And what is it? I don't know if you guys have this where you are, but lately, and by lately I'm going to say at least maybe the last 4, 5, 6 months, people... tailgating. I hate it. I'm doing the speed limit, and you've got someone who's sitting up your ass, and not just like 5 meters. I swear to God, I had this idiot the other night coming home, and he would have been less than 2 meters behind me. So I slowed down. Also turned out he was having a hissy fit because I saw him throwing his hands up. I slowed down. I was like, if you're going to be an idiot, I'm not going to jeopardize. So I just, you know, backed off the speed limit. Turns out it was one of my neighbors. One that I don't particularly talk to, but all right. The other one, so I think we have a common, you know, we can all relate to the driving. Yep. The other one was this one, which one of my favorite movies. I remember it like it was yesterday. Of course, I don't really remember yesterday all that well. Do you want to guess? It's Dory from Finding Dory. Which, in my, do I say stage of life? I guess I'm old enough to be saying my stage of life. You know when you walk into a room and you're holding your coffee cup and you're like, why the hell did I come in here? Along that one. So I hate it when I can't see the headlights of the one following me. Yes. Exactly. I do that all the time. If you're Taylor, I always go slower. Yep. And we have, like, part of the free, well, what you, most of you would probably know is like a freeway. I've got one kind of on my way to work that I'm not on it for very long. But when you're doing, well, for us, the maximum on that is 90 kilometers an hour. And someone's less than 10 meters behind you. I'm sorry, if I've got to pull up in a hell of a hurry, you know what's going to happen. They're going straight in the back of my car. And the other thing that is frustrating is I try and give people the distance between myself and them, so if they pull up, I've got enough. But there's always someone. I don't know if you guys find this. There's always someone. Oh, I'll just jump in there. Indicate. I'll just jump in there. And you're like, why can't you people just drive safely? So now I've got to back off again. Anyway, there's my rant, driving rant. Zap, I do that all the time. Yes. But again, remembering things. Sometimes my brain. All right, now the third one, and I just saw this and I went, yep, it's from one of my very favorite authors. And he has been for a very long time, even though technically I've not read any of his new stuff for a couple of years. But it's Stephen King. If you haven't guessed, it's Stephen King. He said, get busy living or get busy dying. And that one is a reality that I think most of us do know and understand. Chris says, people act like we can be rezzed in real life. Exactly. And that's it. I think a lot of people forget that there are consequences to their actions. And some people don't give a shit if there are consequences as long as they're out of the way. And especially with people driving. Driving, whether it's on a motorbike, when was it? I had to get the car serviced on Thursday, and I'd organized to get a loan car, and they gave, I got two stories. They gave me a loan car. They gave me a brand new Ford Ranger Sports. So it's like 4x4 with the tray back, and it was beautiful. Brand new. Brand new. It's done like 1,000K. The girl goes, I kept you. I got you the new car. I kept it just for you. And I'm like, okay. I hopped in the car. It's push button. I went, okay, turn it on. I sat there for about 5 minutes trying to figure out how to put it in gear. And I didn't know, so I had to turn off the car, walk back into reception, and I looked at her holding the keyless thing going, can you please show me how to drive it? Because I don't have one of these cars. And she did. She said, she came out and she said to me, look, I can give you, and there was another brand new, I don't know, Ford something SUV. And she's like, I can give you that one. And I went, no, I think I'll be fine. Just I don't have a keyless fancy car. If you can show me, I think I'll be okay. And she, you know, spent a couple minutes and went over it. But yeah, that was fun. So, I'm driving a brand new bloody Ford Ranger around Brisbane to get to work. she was nice car. I must admit, it was a very nice car. And I was trying, and again, when you're in control of someone else's car, I was like, don't hit. I don't want to please, I don't want to be paying for damage to this car. Yeah. Oh, you were in Brisbane last week. Nice, Evie. Was it raining or was it cold, sunshine? Nice city, that one. Yeah. Yeah, it has its moments. No, it was quite good. Excellent. The easiest thing is if you're coming into Brisbane, just way from the airport, because I literally don't work far from the airport. So just say, Lena, I'm waving at you. I'm at the airport. And I'll be like, hi. We have planes go over. Friday, that was crazy at work. Like I'm trying to talk to my boss and it felt like every 30 seconds for, I don't know, it must have been mid-morning. Like, it felt like every 30 seconds there was a big plane going over. Next time. Excellent. Anyway, all right. Well, look, they're my little life quotes that I thought most of us could relate to. So let me know what yours is, if you've got something different. Thank you, Dave, for your funny. I do appreciate that. So thank you very much. All right. Oh, Lita. I just realized, honestly, some days. Hang on. How? There we go. I forgot to refresh. So the scrolly names. So again, thank you to our wonderful Iron Elites, for keeping the lights on for the website. That's literally between whether you do Patreon or through Twitch subs, all of the money goes towards paying for the website. So again, thank you. I think everyone seems to be the same as they have been. So again, thank you very much for your support. It is greatly appreciated. Truly is. We also like to keep some of our forever Iron Elites. Let's just say that, in the fact that we have Fair, Tiber, Stone, you know, it's, they will forever be, because they are, they're part of us still too. Stone obviously being our original curator of the challenges. He's not gone, he's just off doing other things. So, but yeah, so thank you to all. Thank you to Chris for, again, what did we say that was, like 80 months or something? Let me have a look. Let me just go back. Has been subscribed on Twitch for 80 months. Thank you. Zep also, thank you so much. 26 months, Zep. That's amazing. So thank you very much. Greatly appreciate that. To the wonderful team that we have here at World Challengers, thank you for all you do. In particular, our code warden, one of our code wardens, Zaya, who is tirelessly checking the code, checking with website stuff. Also for him, a huge thank you. Thank you for sorting out the mental blank. Was it the Children's Week? I think it was that. Thank you for sorting the post. With that is, yeah, without Zaya, like, we just wouldn't be going, we wouldn't be functioning at all to this degree. So Zaya, thank you so much for all you do. All right, I will be back on the 24th of May, so 2 weeks. We're still at the 2 weeks. So again, 7 p.m. Eastern. For all of the things, you know where to find. WowChallengers.com is the website. Please go there, have a look. All the information's for those socials are there. If you want to find me, if you're the owner of the Toon, who just hit max with the Iron Man, please reach out. We'd love to hear the story. You can contact me through Discord or get in contact with the mods. Don't forget, we've got the forums, Discord, Facebook, Twitter, Blue Sky. Like, there are some socials. So if you're not sure, please contact me. Send the email, whichever it is. We'd love to hear the story on that. All right. Well, I think that is it. Anything else? Anybody got anything to add? Again, thank you, chat room, for being here. Let's have a quick look. So, big thank you, Chris, Zaya, Evie's here, Mrs. Rock Guru, Zep. Thank you very much. If anyone is lurking, thank you for lurking. We don't mind the lurkers. I do that quite often sometimes. Again, hope everyone has a wonderful week and happy Mother's Day from Chris. Exactly, you have a wonderful day tomorrow. And on that note, we will catch you on the, what did I say, the 24th. Okay, take care. Please stay safe, both in and out of game. And we will catch you then. All right, bye guys.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2025. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.